right now I'm on the line with none other than my brother, Chef Trey. What's going on, Chef?
It's going well. How you doing today, Mr. Moore?
Man, I'm so blessed now that you're on the line with me right now, man. We've seen you on Top Chef, Top Chef All-Stars, Iron Chef America, and now you've changed your name into an awesome acronym, T-R-E, and that stands for Techniques, Recipe, and Execution, man. I'm excited.
Right on, brother. That's what's up, baby. I see you've done your research, and I gotta say, I'm an avid listener of some of your jams, man.
Man, I appreciate you listening, my friend. So listen, Chef, you know me. I gotta keep it 100. You know, some people say, Willie Moe Jr., I don't eat pork. I say, listen, Willie Moe Jr. eats pork. Yes, I do. And you have a way for us to really make some really great recipes so we can get our soul food, meaning our pork, but making sure that it's done right and make sure it's healthy. Tell the people about it.
You know, that's what it's all about. I mean, Black History Month is a perfect time to partner up with the National Pork Board. And I just got to say, you know, there's all kinds of ways of keeping pork healthy. And using lean cuts of meat are one of the best ways to be born about it. You know, your pork chops from the pork loins, your pork tenderloin, all these cuts are really low in fat and they're delicious and they're great to cook for you.
Indeed.
The obesity rate and the blood pressures that are really high right now, and I think that's something that people need to really start to think about. So I suggest doing a lot of grilling, turning it to a different perspective than soul food, and maybe going with some Thai cooking and trying some sweet and spicy stir fries like I'm doing with the pork board this year.
That's good stuff. I'm already hungry. Shout out to my brother, Chef Trey Wilcox, man, representing on the line. So if you can, I've seen this on paper. Jerk seasoned, seasoned pork tenderloins, sizzling chili pork chops, spicy sweet pork stir fry. Chef, how do we cook some of this stuff and make sure that we cook it right?
You know, those are some delicious sounding items. And I got to say, I can really teach a lot of these things in person. But I think one of the biggest things people want to know is that there's a prep time and there's a cook time. The two times just shouldn't merge together when you're trying to execute any recipe. So I encourage people to take the time to chop up all the ingredients, cut up the lean portions, the lean cuts of pork tenderloin, or the lean cuts of pork loin that we recommend for these recipes that have everything prepped, ready to go.
Wow.
And then turn all your attention on all your ingredients to the stove and just start banging out and cooking some of the delicious, healthy meals that your family can all enjoy.
That's good stuff. Shout out to the pork board, man. Nothing but love for them. And so how do I get my listeners to go online and really see some of these recipes?
It's so simple, Willie. Just go online, go to the porkbeinspired.com recipe link. And I mean, it's just really easy. Recipes are super simple. We don't go take you through a lot of steps because we don't want to overwhelm people with, you know, feeling like they got to spend all day in the kitchen. Simple, easy ingredients to find, porkbeinspired.com.
Indeed. Trey Wilcox, celebrity chef. You've seen him on Iron Chef and other television shows. So, Trey, this is an inspirational show, and I won't lie, I'm already inspired by your message, already inspired by all the things that the Lord's allowed you to do. But talk to that person right now who may be inspiring to be a cook just like you, and just, you know, give them an inspiring word on how to keep going with what they want to do and keeping their craft alive.
Well, I think it's so important that people just understand that with my industry of being a chef in the cooking world, it's so important just to learn as much as possible about this food world. Just the more you know, the more you're worth.
That's
basically how it goes. And, you know, me partnering with the National Pork Board, it has, you know, taken me to tremendous levels. And I'm just going to say, even if a young home cook wants to start just playing around in the kitchen, I mean, pork is one of the best products to go out. Inexpensive. You can find it anywhere in any stores. Get a recipe book. Get a cookbook. Look at Food Network. It doesn't matter, but get out there and start practicing. Start with pork. Why not?
It's my brother, Chef Trey Wilcox, celebrity chef. Family, make sure that you log on to porkbeinspired.com and get some of these great pork recipes. And I'm excited about my brother and his vision and his dreams. And we're just glad to have him a part of the show today. Thank you for checking in, Trey.
No, thank you so much for having me.
Indeed. Have a blessing, my friend.
You too, sir.
Family, listen, I know right now you're thinking, pork, Willie, really? Yes, I do eat pork. Anything that you do and you overindulge, I tell you, is bad for you. You can drink too much water and it could really, really hurt you. So, family, just do everything in moderation. Don't partake in gluttony. And I believe that, you know, I go to work out and I eat pork. So that's something new that you learned about me today. I like pork. I'll eat a sausage pizza, some bacon. Yeah, I do it. Family, coming up, people from all across the country, they've been checking in using the hashtag AskWillie. And if you want to ask me something, use the hashtag AskWillie. Mama, if you have no idea what a hashtag is, just pray for your nephew that I answer these questions right. AskWillie is up next. Stick around. Flutter.